thanks. My name's Wayne. I'm an addict. This is weird. Yeah, it's good to be clean. It's good to be in a meeting. Thanks, Ros, for taking a meeting. Everyone that does service. Thanks for the warm welcome and the cup of tea. Thank you. And yeah, I got asked to do this the other day, and my first thought was not to say no, but was, who am I replacing at such short notice? And the second one was, some of us have been there, right? And the second one was, about time. And then the third one was, oh God, the fear. And then I got told I was being recorded and to watch my language, my P's and Q's. And I told my sponsor I got asked to do this chair, and I told him about that, and he said, good. And I said, sorry? He said, good, you can start practicing some self-restraint around your language. And so yeah, I'm gonna do my best. But if you know me and know me quite well, I swear like a verb, so it's gonna be quite difficult. Yeah, 10, 15 minutes on experience, strength and hope. I come to NA and I was 30 days clean. And I come to NA for the first time, that's a lie. The first time I come to an NA meeting was in 2005, and I'd used that day. I've been using all day. And I only went to keep a girl quiet. She said, I think you've got a problem with drugs. I was so insulted, and my life was a mess. You know, I'd not long been out of an institution, a suicide attempt. I got pulled off a bridge in Stockholm by a copper, and I'd been locked up and stuff abroad, and I'd applied to join the British Army, funnily enough, and funnily enough, they refused me. Even though I'd got really, really physically fit, you know, my illness just came out that way, and not long after that, I attended an NA meeting, and like I said, I'd used that day, and I went in there, and it was a church hall, like most of them are, and it was cold. It was in Lincoln, of all places, and that's where I'd ended up this particular time, and people were sat in a circle, and I saw that reading and that reading on the wall, and I didn't hear anything that was shared. I just heard what I didn't like, and that was God, and I heard that people were clean, and I thought they were lying, and I thought they were the God squad. And I thought, no, it's not for me. And then I heard alcohol is a drug, and I just thought, you're joking, aren't you? And they gave me some literature, and I remember they gave me the Who is an Addict IP pamphlet, and I remember, if you've heard this before, you know, it might be a bit boring, but it's the truth. And I took it to a boozer that night, and I celebrated by using again, and I filled it out, but I lied as I was filling it out. I borrowed the bartender's pen and I was lying, and I knew I was lying, but it just felt so difficult to be able to admit the truth, and I couldn't do it. And it didn't get any better for me the next 14 years. It caused a lot of chaos and carnage and destruction, and the progression, it doesn't improve, it just went darker. And I was found on the last day of my using on the 7th of December by a friend, and I was huddled in a corner in their apartment, and I was screaming and begging for help. And I said to them, if I leave this apartment, I'm just gonna use. And I don't wanna do that, but I know I'm gonna do that. Can you help me? I don't know what to do. And the weeks and the months leading up to that, I was looking at the NA website, and I was looking up meetings and taking screenshots and sending it to people saying, yeah, I'm sorting out my drug problem. I'm going to these meetings. It's great. I wasn't. And I got put away in a facility, and I come out, and I was more scared when I come out than when I went in there. And I didn't know what to do. And the only thing I knew to do was to go to a meeting. And when I was in that facility, I didn't come to NA. I went to other places, and I didn't identify with what they were talking about. And because on some level, whilst I didn't really know what addiction was, I knew that my problem wasn't just the substance. My life had shown me that. All the chaos and my behaviour around gambling, criminality, stealing, women, work, exercise, under-exercise, overeating, starvation, vomit, all that stuff. But drugs brought me to my knees. And so I just went to an NA meeting and I've not been anywhere since. And I've just stayed. People told me to stay and keep coming back. And I've not used a day at a time since the 8th of December. So I think that's, in a nutshell, NA works. It's worked for me so far, a day at a time. And I heard some stuff like a 90 and 90. And because I had nothing left at the end of my using, I had no career, no job, no money, nothing. I was destitute, I was homeless, and it was quite easy to do that. And I felt safe in this environment. I might not have been able to communicate and talk to people and go for fellowship because I was so scared of you, but I came to meetings, you know. And then the pandemic hit, and that was interesting for all of us. But this is my self-centeredness. When that happened, the first thing that came into my head was, my God, I've got clean just for the world to end. Brilliant. I didn't even know that was self-centered. I didn't even know. And I stuck around, and I followed suggestions because I knew my life depended on it. I'd reached that point. And but not all of them, and I'll come to that in a minute. So I took on service, and I went to meetings, and I got numbers. I never called you. I read literature, started praying, even though I felt like a right plum, and avoided a swear word. And something's working. And what I wasn't doing was I wasn't interacting with you lot. And I mean, one-on-one, I wasn't sharing my thinking and my feeling, which if you're an addict, as I've discovered and I've heard, is very dangerous. You know, I used to hear an addict on their own is in bad company, and I was just like, yeah. But no, it got really bad. And I changed sponsors 4 times with 3 different men. One let me go because he was very ill, and I let 2 go, and I went back to one, and it was all their fault, and da-da-da-da-da, but it wasn't. It was because I wasn't ready. I wasn't capable to tell another man what was going on. I'd never done that before in my life. Are you mad? Men are scary. Men are dangerous and violent. They lie, they manipulate. I'm one of them. And I got to a point, I got to a year, and I was still... Nothing was changing. I was clean, but my life was still really small. It felt that way now. And looking back, you know, I feel quite sad about that, but it's all right, it was my process. And I met a guy who's now my sponsor in my first 90 days, and I really loved how he talked about recovery and about the life he'd built. And I could identify with his upbringing, with what he did, not what he does for recovery, but like I wanted what he got, and I got his number. And as he walked off, he said to me, but you won't use it. And I was just like, how dare you? And he was right, I didn't call him. I might have I sent him a few texts here and there about some random stuff, but like, and that fed into my illness. Like, oh, these people, they say this, but it's just like, nah, pick up the phone. And then about this time last year, you know, I kind of went back to physical meetings because I was finding that every online meeting I was doing, and I'm not digging Zoom out, it works for some people, I was doing anything but being that meeting. I was cooking, cleaning, like putting fairy liquid on my shoelaces to make them whiter, anything but being in that meeting. So I wasn't really in recovery, I was clean. And I thank God for the people that kept the meetings open during that time, you know, and I come back to them and I was embraced, and they gave me service positions, they made me secretary of a meeting. And at the time I was like, oh my God, but that revolutionised my life because it forced me to get your phone number and call you up and ask you to come and do chairs. Really helped me, being of service, who'd have thought? And so I saw this guy do a chair on a Friday night, and I was in floods of tears. And I kind of went up to him. I didn't have a sponsor. I'd been without a sponsor for a couple of weeks. And I was starting to think, I was in dangerous ground, because I was starting to think, maybe I don't need one. Maybe I can go through this working guide on my own. I was like, hold on, you're mad here. This is madness. I've seen people do this and go out the door. I need a sponsor. And I asked him to sponsor me. Well, no, it's a lie. I said, acknowledged. And I said, do do you fancy coming for a coffee? He was like, yeah. Met up and I said, oh, so what's going on? He said to me, what's going on? And I was like, clean. Were you like nuts? And he was like, yeah, I was. I was like, can you help me? Will you be my sponsor and take you through the 12 steps? He said, yeah, sure, it'd be a privilege and an honour. And he's been my sponsor ever since. And we've gone to work. I picked up the pen and I'm on step 8 at the moment. And it's been a process. And that relationship has opened my world up. It's revolutionised my life, but like revolutions can be messy, right? My ability to have friends, connections, loving relationships with other men. I can have platonic relationships with women in there. You can trust me to give me your number and I won't abuse it, which is a big thing for me, and I understand that, you know? I love that about recovery. Never had that before when I was using it. You're joking. And, so yeah, that's kind of, in a very short nutshell, that's kind of what I do for my recovery, you know? I take my recovery quite seriously, and I think that's a good thing, but my sponsor has said to me recently, you need to lighten up and have some fun. I don't really know how to do that. I'm a work in progress. I've been quite serious all my life. I was very serious about my using. It was a serious business getting Ways and Means, and I went at it with a passion. And the things that I found fun in, I never really had fun. I was just there, I was a passenger. And I forever looked at the world like I saw people doing what we did at the start of the meeting, having a conversation and laughing, thinking, why can't I do that? What's wrong with me? I can do it with a substance, but without a substance, I can't do that. I'll look for any reason not to go or to leave as quickly as possible. And I'm learning to do that, and I learn it from you lot. And I just come in here and I thought I had a drug problem. I love Narcotics Anonymous. It's changed my life. It's changed my life. And long may it continue. I'm drying up and I think that's usually a good time to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to me. Cheers.